Oh, yes.
I just wanted to say for the voice control part of it, I worked really hard with the attorney to try to come up with something to define it, because, and I'll just speak, you know, out the road where we live, you know, there are always dogs, you know, running around, running in yards, you know, going to the restroom, and so what are you left to do? Build a fence. So, I mean, it's not just, you know, a matter of you taking your dog out the road and, you know, he runs through the bushes. They all do that, you know. It's a matter of being able to say, you know, come on, buddy, let's go, and it comes, you know, so that if there is another dog coming down the bike path or down the path or whatnot, you can get your dog under control so that the other dog, they don't interact, you know. So I think, I believe that this is a good medium. It may not please everybody, but I think it'll please some, most, hopefully. And if there are any changes that need to be made or you think that should be made or any kind of wording, I mean, there is no rush. I mean,
no, and one of the things that comes about with this is the average person you're probably not going to have any trouble with. You tell them not to do it again, they don't do it again. The ones that just continue to do it will find every little loophole available and just basically turn it into an arguing contest over whether you can or can't do something. So they close all those loopholes so that you can't. And I think for the most part we're pretty conscientious about not being real overbearing with the enforcement of this stuff and trying to put a dose of common sense in with it.
Well, I think what blurred a lot of the lines is when the borough became the borough and you no longer have rural and city. So we've done away with the rules of the city and we made them blanket for everything.
And it does. It's left some, like I say, if you want to go one of the islands and hunt bears with your dog.
I'm still in the borough.
You're still in the borough, but does we expect you to run them on lead? No. I mean, common sense has to fit in there somewhere. But we also don't want you running your hounds in town either.
Anyone have anything else?
And I know we're going to have to read this again and have, you know, some more public comment time, but I would like to see, along with this, some effort to sort of educate everybody about what is supposed to be happening and what we do expect and what the ordinances do say, whether that's, you know, some, you know, people getting on the radio and talking about it in the newspaper, some signage, and some, you know, maybe some doggy bags downtown.
That's
next to the signs.
We need the doggy bags.
Because it's a visual reminder to everybody, hello, guess what? We have this ordinance and we expect it, and here's your bag so you can do it.
That is something we need the doggy bags
one
and we need the garbage
that
cans.
We've been talking about at the office and trying to put together is kind of a summation of it to drop in with the power bills or a tax bill or something where it's already going out, so it's not a big expense to the city, but we just include it so that people do get some warning. And then we are going to do newspaper and radio so that
everybody will get quite a bit of this.
Well, didn't we just approve a month or so ago the purchase of some more stands for the doggy bags or something like that?
No, that was benches.
That was park benches.
Park benches, okay.
Yeah, it is something we really need to do, though, is include this in there so that it is more accessible and much easier for them to have a doggy bag with them. They have them at the park. We have them down there. There are other places that have them, and it is very...
I can't even tell you now, but there used to be one out in front of City Hall.
There's one there.
Still there's one.
Yes.
And I think they've had them over at the museum.
Well, those are good places for them because they need them.
Because a lot of people do bring their dogs out here in this area.
They walk.
And now we got more grass. And
Actually, well, I specifically used to watch one person who would return to this spot, bring their dog, let them poop, load their dog back up in their truck, and then they'd leave.
Yep.
I see it all day long.
Well, and that's why I think a little sign all the other communities that care about any of these dog issues, they have little signs saying, there is a leash law, and there is a, you know, pick up after your dog law. They write the ordinance number on it, and it's a little sign right next to the doggy bag. And to me, that's much more of a, you know, not a mean reminder, just a reminder.
It's a nice reminder.
It must be important for dogs to have grass, because I was told that the big dog would come in. They must have been rich, because they had some real lawn for their dog.
So, on the deck, yeah.
Yes.
On the yacht, so go figure. Heard of everything.
That was quite the yacht.
Even the chihuahua.
Is there any way we can get one of those doggy bag things put around?
Sure.
Doggy bags
and
signs around
garbage containers.
When they get them, we hit the garbage containers. Being a person that's had to have deal with this, you really need to make sure that no water can get into those garbage cans.
This one has a lid that goes down.
Yeah, but you want to make it's easy enough for these person to pick it up and put it back down, but yeah, there's no water accessible to it, because if you have just these push floppy ones, you end up with lots of water. But you know, and then you get these people that just don't want to take the time to throw it, and they'll just throw the doggy bag somewhere into the bushes, and that's just as bad. We have a lot of that too. But I'm just, you know, just from my experience, I do know if you don't have something really easy for them to get the garbage into, they will just fling it out into the bushes.
Any other comments or discussion on this item? Hold it, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Thank you, Deb.
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, proposed ordinance number 888, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 3.36 of the Wrangell Municipal Code, School Board, first reading.
I move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on September 9th, 2014.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll it, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, letter of continued support for grant funding by CEPA to AEA for the Swan Lake Reservoir expansion project.
Make a motion to approve the letter of support to be signed by the mayor for Swan Lake Reservoir expansion project.
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hold it, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of the design proposal for the Alaska Court remodel.
Move to approve the design proposal from Bill Contes, WHP Pacific, for the remodel of the court in the amount of $41,597 without competitive bidding as allowed under Wrangell Municipal Code 05.10.050E, with funding to come from the general fund reserve.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
I just wanted a clarification point. As the funds are repaid out of the increased lease fee, is that those specific amount going to go to the back to the general fund reserve?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the court approached us. They have money to, and they can get operating funds to pay things like that, but they don't have access to capital funds. So the idea would be that we would upfront this. They would sign a long-term lease, which they have a letter here obligating themselves to do so, at a 5% return, which is better than what we're getting right now. So, and anyway, they would be, I can't remember what the exact number is, about $2,700 addition to what they're paying now, and that would be paid back over the 15 years, and any of those payments currently and would go into the general fund.
Any other questions or discussion? Call roll, please.
Assemblymember Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval to send a letter to a congressional delegate opposing the construction, development, and operation of open pit mining activities.
Make a motion to approve sending a letter to our congressional delegates opposing the construction, development, and/or operation of open pit mining activities in the vicinity of the Stickeen River watershed or its tributaries.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
The reason this has come up on the agenda is there's currently one open pit mine up there, and they are in the process of developing a second one that is going to be even larger than the one that just recently burst south of Ketchikan. When these things happen and it dumps all that heavy metal into the Stickeen River, it's going to completely devastate our salmon fishery, along with any other fisheries that we have. We can't afford that. I mean, we already switched our focus one time from logging to fishing and port marine services. If this were to happen, it would completely devastate Wrangell and Petersburg and any other surrounding communities. So I think it's important that we let our legislators know how we feel about this and what it would do to us if anything like that happened up here.
Daniel, isn't this mined on Canadian property?
It is.
I have a problem with telling another country what they can do with this. I agree with you on the fisheries and the importance of that. But there are so many laws regulating those mines and that runoff as it is that you're killing one form of development for another, and it's not even in our own country.
Well, the issue that we have is yes, you're right. It's not in our country, and we can't tell them what to do. But we can ask our legislatures to go to them and say, hey, this is what's going to happen if this happens. And this isn't the first time that this has occurred. In Tennessee, there used to be a river called, well, there still is a river called the Ocoee. That used to be a pristine trout fishing stream. Because they put an open pit mine in its watershed called Copper Hill, that stream is now dead, and the only thing it's used for is whitewater canoeing. There is no life in it anymore.
You know, I guess I would be more in favor of sending a letter that said to our officials that let's protect our fishery instead of opposing the construction and the development of their mine. And if you can put safeguards in place, or fines, or whatever, but if you come out and outright opposing, I don't know that I can go with that, even though I'm in the fishing business myself.
Yes.
We're commercial fishermen, and I know a lot of people are starting to become aware of the large mining up in the watersheds of the Stickeen River, and are very concerned, especially with what happened in British Columbia recently with the earthen dam basically giving way. Personally, I tend not to be a anti-person. I try to be a proactive person, so I don't like just coming out anti-against things. I also think that, you know, just saying being anti-mining is not necessarily where I personally stand. I understand there's different types of mines and different types of risks associated with them. I think what they're proposing is open pit mining, which is the more risky type with a large lake with the tailings and the earthen dam. But I would, at this time, be more comfortable amending the motion to say, write a letter to our congressional delegates stating our concerns with the construction, development, and operation of the open pit mine. And potentially,
the protection of our fisheries or our water purity or whatever you want to say.
Well, I wasn't finished. Potentially inviting folks from the mines to come and talk to us. You know, is this going to, do we have a reason to be concerned or do we not? Do you have adequate protections or do you not? There's also the Southeast Conference coming up in Wrangell. That might be an opportunity to talk with some of those folks. The congressional delegates are already on this. And they're folks that are pro-mining in many instances. So I'm glad of that. I mean, I'm glad that they're looking after this. And there is some things you can do, even though it's another country. We can't exactly tell them, but we can negotiate nation to nation. So I'm concerned. I personally don't want to say no right at this moment, but I certainly want to put on the radar screen from my point of view.
The Mount Polly mine, which is the one that just recently failed, was run by a company called Imperial Metals. It's the same company that's building these mines up the Stikine. Those safety things were all in place with Mount Polly. Unfortunately, they didn't work, and now that area is devastated. I don't know. You can go online and you can look at the videos from down there, and we've included several pictures of there so that you can see just what the area looks like before and what it looks like now. And I just think that's a risk that we don't need to take.
One of the things that the state legislature is doing on this issue is they are requesting that they look at their permitting process. And that they kind of change what, because they've had a lot more or a lot less restrictive permitting processes that they go through, and they're really, really on it, and they're making a lot of noise about how lax they are compared to Alaska, and that Alaska, you know, needs that fishery and that sort of thing. So, you know, coming from that standpoint, to look at the permitting process and how their government is controlling it, because they're very, I think they're getting the message after that huge issue. Even their premier just came out and said that's what one of the things they are going to do about this issue.